Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, 9th Agri-Park to be outfitted in the next 3 to 6 months. And later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has announced that the country is to open its 9th Agri-Park in Unity St. Mary later this year. The 8 Agri-Parks are located at Amity Hall St. Catherine, Hill Run St. Catherine, Ebony Park Clarendon, Spring Plain Clarendon, New Forest Dove House on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth, Plantain Garden River St. Thomas, Yallis St. Thomas, and Maylesfield Westmoreland. Under the Agri-Parks project, over 5,000 people have benefited from direct employment. In addition, 2,700 hectares of underutilized land has been brought into agricultural production. The government's Agri-Park initiative, scheduled for completion in 2015, seeks to expand the agricultural supply and linkages chain. It also aims to increase import substitution and activate underutilized rural land and labor. The agricultural sector also has important linkages to other industries.
The agriculture industry is our second largest employer, accounting for approximately 16% of the Jamaican labor force. It has strong linkages to the tourism and manufacturing industries.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller speaking at the recent Jamaica Stock Exchange Conference on Investments and the Capital Markets. To support the ongoing effort of linking the different sectors, the government has implemented a technical working group.
Through a linkages technical working group, we are identifying more creative ways to effectively connect buyers and sellers while addressing the issues affecting the trade as they arise. We have seen progress from this working group. It is important to note that the group comprises persons from the public and the private sector.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller.
Are you an aspiring entrepreneur or existing business owner and need business support? Don't miss the opportunity to strengthen and grow your business at the All Island Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Car Park, 68 Great George Street, Saint Lamar, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Register new businesses, get information on financing opportunities, plus free business workshops and networking opportunities. Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Saint Lamar, powered by JBDC, Nissan, NCB, DBJ, Columbus Business Solutions, Fair Trading Commission, ACCA, TVJ, and The Gleaner.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Man no dead, no call him dopey.
And this means, never underestimate people. It also means that once there's life, there's hope. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.